for our next news special report.
Breaking news tonight, Tucker Carlson unleashes a firestorm in Australia, leaving Liberal reporters shell-shocked and audiences roaring with approval. In a moment that has set the internet ablaze, Carlson delivers a blistering takedown of Western media bias that you just need to see to believe. But that's just the beginning. Stay tuned for our full special report, because what Carlson says next about Ukraine and Boris Johnson will leave you stunned. Plus, don't miss our final thought on why this matters to every American, because the truth stops here. Now, before we continue with Tucker Carlson's explosive revelations, a word about our own battle. Like Carlson, challenging mainstream narratives, we've fought to bring you unfiltered truth for years. But now we face censorship and demonetization. For 16 months now, YouTube has silenced us, ignoring our appeals. We stand firm, committed to you and to truth, but we need your help right now. We're at a critical juncture, and your support is crucial. Donate, pray, or share our message. Every action counts. Together, we can keep this beacon of truth shining, so visit the links below to support our mission. Let's continue this fight for freedom and truth. Your generosity can help us emerge stronger. Now back to Carlson's Australian tour. Tucker Carlson's recent appearance in Australia has set the conservative world on fire. The former Fox News host, known for his no-holds-barred approach, took center stage at a packed auditorium, delivering a scathing critique of Western media and political leaders. And the fireworks began when a reporter from the Sydney Morning Herald attempted to corner Carlson on the topic of Vladimir Putin. What happened next was nothing short of explosive. Let's watch.
Thank you so much for your address today. So you talked a little bit about immigration, and in the past you've talked about how white Australians, Americans, Europeans are being replaced by non-white immigrants in what is often referred to as the Great Replacement Theory. This is the same...
Have I said that whites are being replaced?
Well...
I don't think I said that.
Well, it's been mentioned on your show 4,000 times. And
really? When did I say that?
On your show.
I said whites are being replaced?
You have said that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I would challenge you to cite that, because I'm pretty sure I haven't said that. I said native-born Americans are being replaced, including blacks.
Native-born Americans.
Native-born Americans. And Americans who've, like, black Americans have been, African Americans have been in the United States for, in many cases, their families over 400 years. And their concerns are every bit as real and valid and alive to me as the concerns of white people whose families have been there 400 years. So I've never said that whites are being replaced. Not one time. And you can't cite it.
Untrue.
So, we just met, but when our relationship starts with a lie, it makes it tough to be friends. So
let's
pull that back. I'm happy to explain what I do think. You actually can't say it because I didn't say it, and I don't believe it. And I'm telling you that to your face, so why don't you just accept me at face value? My concern is that the people who are born in the country are the main responsibility of its leaders. And as noted earlier, when those leaders shift their concern from the people whose responsibility it is to take care of to people around the world, to put their priorities above that of their own citizens, that's immoral. And they are being replaced in my country, people who are born in the United States. And the birth rate tells the whole story. They are not at replacement rate. And so the U.S. population is growing because we're importing people from other countries. And my view is that happy people have children, and a functioning economy allows them to do that. And we don't have that. And so you need to fix the economy and fix the culture and make it so that people who want to have kids can. You don't just go for the quick sugar fix of importing new people. Like, that's my position. And if you think that's racist, that's your problem.
I never called you a racist.
But of course you are suggesting. And I must say, one of the reasons people don't like people like you in the media is that you never say exactly what you mean. Your slurs are all by implication. And you're about to tell me the Great Replacement Theory is racist or anti-Semitic, whatever. I've said what I've said to you right now like 100 times in public. I hope to, if I live long enough, say it 100 more times. I think it's completely honest and real, not racist or scary. It's factually true. It's not a theory, it's a fact. And the whole point of your question was to be like, you're a scary racist.
Well, I haven't.
And my response is, no, I'm not. Okay, well, how about no more lying in your questions, and then I'll answer it.
Okay, well, this is the same theory, or as you say, idea, that has inspired the New York Buffalo shooting, where 11
God,
black Americans were killed.
Oh, God, come on.
Two,
you know,
white
what I mean?
Americans were killed.
Like,
and it's also
okay,
inspired... It's inspired the worst... one of the worst Australian guns of all time.
How do they get people this stupid in the media? I guess it doesn't pay well. Look, I'm sorry. I've lived among people like you for too long, and I don't mean to call you stupid. Maybe you're just pretending to be, but I've never... I'm totally against violence. I'm totally against the war in Ukraine, for example, which doubtless you support. And like all dutiful liberals support more carnage. I don't. I hate mass shootings, actually. Nothing I said, what does it mean to inspire something? My views are not bigoted against any group. They're honest. They're factual. That's not hate. That's reality. And my views derive from my deep concern for Americans, actually. Americans aren't having kids because they can't afford to. And nobody in charge cares. And so that's my position. That doesn't inspire mass shootings. How dare you try to tie me to some lunatic who murdered people? How dare you, actually? And in fact, I mean, do you know what I mean? I'd be like, you know, Hitler wore those shoes. A lot of people are saying that you're like Hitler. Can you explain those shoes? Hitler wore exactly the same shoes, and you're like, I've got nothing to do with Hitler. Well, that's how I feel about your absurd, disingenuous question.
Right, so therefore you support gun control?
What? I thought it couldn't get dumber, but it did. No, I don't support disarming law-abiding people so they can't defend themselves, so the government has a monopoly on violence? I don't think so. First of all, in my country, that's illegal, as you know. But moreover, it should be illegal in every country. A sovereign person has the right to defend himself and his family. Period. And that said, I'm totally opposed to harming anyone. Anyone. Have you been calling? Are you concerned about the war in Ukraine? And the countless innocents being murdered there every single day? I doubt you are. Probably Putin bad. I am. I'm a Christian. I hate violence. I hate mass shootings. I have guns at home and often on my person when I'm in the United States, I'm proud to say, because I want to defend myself and those I love against violence. That's the point. I'm not perpetrating crimes. I'm not shooting strangers. I'm defending what I love. And if you're against that, I guess I would ask why. Why would you be against that?
Well, so you don't think you harbor any kind of responsibility for these hate crimes?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be charitable. I'm trying to be charitable. I was like, maybe you're just pretending to be dumb. Now I don't think it's an act.
Tucker, thank you for taking those questions. I'm sure you enjoyed some
actually,
questions.
Actually, I loved it. I just feel sorry. I mean, because I got here and the country's so unbelievably beautiful and the people are so cheerful and funny and cool and smart. I'm like, your media's got to be better than ours. It can't just be a bunch of castrated robots reading questions from the boss. And then it turns out it's exactly the same, maybe even a tiny bit dumber.
Carlson didn't just respond, he unloaded. He accused the media of being trapped in a time capsule, comparing their fixation on outdated narratives to the last Japanese soldier on Okinawa, who thinks the war is still going. This biting analogy drew cheers from the audience, who clearly appreciated Carlson's unfiltered approach. But he wasn't done. He turned his sights on Boris Johnson, labeling the former UK Prime Minister a criminal buffoon responsible for escalating the conflict in Ukraine. This bold statement sent shockwaves through the crowd, highlighting Carlson's willingness to challenge even conservative figures. The tension reached a boiling point when Carlson addressed accusations of being a useful idiot for Putin. Instead of backing down, he went on the offensive. He argued that Western media and governments were complicit in major global issues, including the destruction of Ukraine. Quote, the tragedy of what's happened in Ukraine, orchestrated by Western powers, including your government, and driven by my government, I feel shame about it. I hope you do too. That's what he declared, his words cutting through the auditorium like a knife. Carlson's critique of media integrity was perhaps his most powerful moment. He condemned the alignment between media organizations and government, calling it a perfect inversion of a journalist's duty. If you're a journalist, your job is to challenge power on behalf of the powerless. That's what he asserted, earning a thunderous round of applause. Now, this Australian part of the Freedom Conference has captivated audiences across major cities. Carlson's unapologetic stance on international issues, particularly his perspective on Putin and Russia, continues to spark intense debate. While some view him as a necessary counterbalance to mainstream narratives, others criticize his approach as oversimplifying complex geopolitical dynamics. If you got value from this report, tap subscribe. My final thought is next. Tucker Carlson's explosive takedown in Australia isn't just about one reporter or one event. It's a wake-up call for all Americans. When journalists align with power instead of questioning it, our republic's at risk. Carlson's willingness to challenge narratives, even unpopular ones, reminds us of the importance of free speech and independent thought. As citizens, we must demand more from our media and our leaders. The truth isn't always comfortable, but it's always necessary for a free society. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the video. Now keep up your quest for truth with this next news report. And if you found our channel enlightening, join the millions who agree with you. Tap subscribe. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.